And the bulletin says that mental illness is a major contemporary problem. So where does it start? Because all of us actually have the mental illness, but where is the starting point? First, because we don't really have we couldn't really meet God. If we don't meet God, and then all of us will have the problems. But because we can't really meet God, that is our actually sin. So not be able to meet God itself is the sin. Then with the sin, we live in this world. Then because of this problem of Satan, then we'll have the problem. People will have the problems. Each of us will really have the problems. And then to really solve the problems, then the people will really pick the religions. Then 100% it's the Satan's channel. To solve the problems, they will pick the religions, they will pick the idols. Then that will be the work of Satan 100%. Then continuously we will have these spiritual problems. Spiritually speaking, we are confused. That's our mental problem. Then where does that really come from? And then many of us really have the anxious anxiety, and then we don't have the peace in ourselves. And then the people will think that it's because of the environment. But actually it's not environmental problems. But because of this environment, and then we will really be so we don't even know where does that really come from. Because we can't really meet God. And we were born with the sin. And then because our fate had been really captured by Satan, then we have no choice but to fall into our own spiritual problems. That's what the Bible really says. Because of not knowing God, not meeting God, then that is the starting point. From here, we should be healed. Then how can we really classify this mental illness? Matthew 12:12-25-45. Because Satan will be working upon them. In ourselves, and there is the dispute. Dispute itself is the work of Satan. Because God himself is the unity, oneness. But then Satan will make us fight. And it will really divide us so that we won't be unified. That is the work of Satan. That's why Jesus said, you first have to tie up all the strongest one. Then we really have to tie it down and destroy it. Then you can actually revive yourself. Then after all, who will be working? That it's Satan who is really working in ourselves. Then that's what we say, that personality. That's what we say, that it's our style. But actually, it's not. It's how we can actually So what you think, what you feel, if those things are not really taking place, then you'll be explored yourself. And if you really look into it, you're actually spiritually captured. Those people who are really living and be aware of the work of the Holy Spirit, those who are really aware that the Holy Spirit is with them, they don't really fight, because they will they can accept, they can understand, and that then they can actually love themselves. But if they really remove, if we really remove all this work of God, the Spirit, then everything will be really revealed. So it's not really something that you will just say whatever you feel like saying it within the Christ. Am I going to encourage them, comfort them? Then they will be really thinking of reviving a soul. So those who are really living along with the Holy Spirit, then I really want to meet this person, I really want to talk. Then if there is the work of Satan, then no one want to actually talk to you and see you, meet you. Then who'll be really working upon it? Because Satan is actually capturing us. And Satan is really hoping that all this problem will be revealed. That's why you really have to control yourself. You really have to have the power to control yourself. Then you should be really guided by the Spirit. It's not easy, but you have to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Then you can revive yourself, you can save others as well. This strongest thing should be really broken down. Then you can actually revive all this rest of the things. So you cannot really control yourself. It should be the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will be really working inside of you. The Holy Spirit will be really working upon you. Acts 19:8-20. So there are a whole bunch of people who are actually following the work of the impure spirit. The spiritually, there was the evil spirit was working upon. Then Paul was actually boldly preaching the gospel. And all these people who already are having idol worshiping, all the fortune telling, all these people, those people actually comes back. How to really destroy this darkness? It can be done only by the Holy Spirit. Even if you scream and yell at it, and it won't be really working. Only when the Christ has really delivered, and that's when then there will be the work of the Holy Spirit. That's why they actually burn the book of philosophy. And after all, when the Holy Spirit will really work upon it, then it should be really filled with the Holy Spirit. Then we will really have the spiritual strength. Then Satan will really know that if he can really touch this person or not. Then when Satan really touches Paul, and then do you think it will be really destroy Paul? If Satan really touched Paul, and then Satan is the one who, that will be really destroyed. If you really have the assurance, then the darkness will be really broken down. And the gospel should be really delivered. So when the evil spirit works upon, and the relationship will be weird, and because they will be really talking about their own thought, so it's not really like that breaking down the forces of darkness. Only when the God's word is declared, that's when the darkness will be really broken down, and everything will be really restored, and that's when the darkness will be really broken down. Continually, please be filled with the Word of God. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Where exactly do we really have these burdens? In our thoughts. So don't be complicated. It should be like you should have the simple thought. Then in peace. Then we should really have all this correct thought. Then the problem will be solved. But if your thoughts are very complicated, everything will be complicated. You know why they're complicated thought? Their mentality is complicated. It's not organized. And it's very complicated. But with the complex, and how exactly can they really see the direction and how to solve it? That's why they are really confused and puzzled. Then that's when the spiritual problem really appears. The faith is very important, very simple. You really have to believe. On the cross, and then everything had been really finished, and you have to believe. I believe in Christ, and that's it. All these individual problems, the family problems, all of us do have our own problems. But actually, it will be the shortcut to have the mental illness. Because with our thoughts, we cannot really solve anything. If you really have the spiritual problem, and then you really have to pray with that, so that you can be very simple. So that you can actually just believe in God as it said. Then your mentality will be really organized and simplified. You have your own problems and the mental problem, and then that itself is a burden. You bring your problem and come to me. I'll give you the rest. I will really carry your problems. It's not you that I, it's actually me solving it. That is the answer. Even if you're alone, then you will really have the billions of thoughts and ideas. And then within 1 second, and then 3,000 ideas and thoughts will be going back and forth. Then you have 3,000 different thoughts. Then what you really grab one. You have just lots of thoughts, and then you will really have all this thought. One, you will just get one thought out of 3,000. So you should be filled with the gospel. Don't really have the complicated thoughts. Rather, you need to listen to the message, or you will read the Bible. You should really focus. Even if it's just one verse, you should really recite it. That's how you can actually solve your mental illness. Acts 16:16-18. But there was a female slave who was really possessed by the evil spirit. So that is the work of the evil spirit. So they don't even know their problems. And then she was actually following Paul. If it were you, then you might really pray that in the name of Jesus Christ and drive out. Cast away. Then Paul actually didn't heal this person because there was no one who could actually give her the continuous ministry. Then the evil spirit will not be working again. The evil spirit that was really working in me really left, but it couldn't really find out to rest. And then this evil spirit will come back to me. Then, when it really realized it's already clean, and it will really bring seven more evil spirit and enter into the house. So the situation will be much worse than before. What is it? Because there will be always like this, and then it will go back and forth. And then evil spirit will come back. That's why we should really listen to the God's word continuously. Then it won't be any house built. So until you can actually memorize it, you should really recite. And continuously you have to listen to the God's word. And they can actually enter into the Word of God. And that's how they can actually solve their problems. All this division and divided mind will be really like that. So Paul really said that we have to have the spiritual battle. You should really fight against the darkness that will really block us from fighting against the evil spirit and the darkness. Then if once we really started fighting against the darkness, and then we'll be able to have all this darkness casted away. It's not really me fighting, it's really the Christ who will really destroy the work of Satan. It's only Christ who will really heal our mental problem. Mark 5, it says that there are people who are really possessed by demon. And he was screaming and he was going around in the public place. And he was really tied by the chain, but he was so strong And then he actually broke all the chains. How exactly can we really heal this person? So this evil spirit even knows that this is Christ. So don't really drive me out from here. That's what he was really begging to Jesus. Upon the region that where we live, there is the work of Satan, and the human minds are really living. And there is the evil spirit making. If you don't really think about the gospel, and then you will be really defeated. You will be oppressed by this existence of the evil spirit. No matter where you go, you should make sure to break down the forces of darkness in your family, household. Don't look at the spouse as a husband, as a wife, even as a children. As soon as you miss hold of the covenant, and then there will be all the work of the evil spirit. So you should really break down all the darkness working upon your household. That's what you really have to do. But if you really try to talk against human, then you'll be really deceived. You should really open your eyes, spiritual eyes, be victorious. Then what should we do? How should we really solve this? The way we solve this is that individually you should be really personalized within the gospel. Although individually you should really revive and live with the word of God. You should really have the spiritual strength. So it is the work of Satan. This is how the Satan is really deceiving us. So if you're not aware like that, then you can actually see. Because you don't want to be deceived, and then you grab hold on to God. This is what God said. This is what God said to do. Then you have to really think about that. Then your thought will be really changed. Then you'll be really talking about your past and then the scars, and you'll be deceived again. You're the one who will really save others. And in your district, you have to make sure that you will revive all these people. That is a very important role. Why? Because it's very important to know that you are the healing one, the comforting one. What should we do? Then you should really meditate. That is prayer. That is a prayer. You have to meditate. Even though you're busy, you have to read the scripture. So what kind of status am I really in? I should really be successful. So you should really grab hold on to that, and then that's what you have to think. So that's what you have to receive the answer. Every day you meet people, and then whoever you meet, you have to really look at them and diagnose them, because they will be really think about what is really, what's very difficult for them, and they may be really talking to someone. Then you always talk to this person, and then you can say, I used to be like that too, but because when after I really know the word of God, I couldn't really do it, but it's not really something that you can actually try hard to solve it. So even if you really say something like that, then you will really tell them like that, and then all these things will be their answers. And you should really talk about it. You will be blessed if you believe in Christ. Then your business will be going good. Don't really lie like that, or your sickness will be healed. Stop talking about that kind of deceiving word. When you're spiritually saved, and that's when the God's word will be able to listen to the God's word, and according to the God's word, and you'll be receiving, you'll be guided, you'll find the answer. And these things, what we call is my evangelism this week, I really hope that you can do this. Whenever you meet people, you should re-diagnose them and then give them the answer. Why should we really say? So these things will really have the continuation in your walk of faith. So this week, whoever you meet, please diagnose them closely. If they're really patient, then when they really meet the doctor, and then they'll be really talking more about themselves, then you will really see that this is how it really pains, and it hurts. Once you know where it hurts, and then you can actually give them all these medicines. That's what doctor really does. And they can actually make all these medicines and give that to them. You do have the answer of the gospel. You should really listen to all these people's word. Because so stuffy, then you have to be quiet. I will just give you all these answers. You should really make sure that all these patients will really show themselves. Now you're not done yet, and then let's meet tomorrow. Then you meet again. Then you have to listen to that person again. And little by little, you can actually talk about that and deliver and preach the gospel. They are really following, then maybe following you. then they will really listen to the word of God little by little. Thank you, God. Thank you for gathering all these commission workers, gathering here for third service. There are lots of people who are suffering from the mental illnesses. And let us be able to give them the biblical answer to them. Even within this week, please work upon our meeting this week so that it will be the week to really proclaim the word of God and heal them. Thank you in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.